Japanese consumers were hit by a 2.8% jump in prices last month, more than analysts were expecting, and the steepest rise since 1991. Energy and processed food costs accounted for most of the increase. However, the Bank of Japan says it's unlikely to take action yet. It's expected to keep interest rates low this week, at least until wage gains catch up with inflation. Economists say its hands-off policy is becoming more and more out of step with other countries such as the US, which are raising interest rates to battle inflation. The government says it'll take action if it gets worse. Meanwhile, the outlook for the Japanese consumer isn't good. The prices of more than 6,000 food products are expected to rise yet again next month, raising the question of just how bad it has to get. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.